Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Sign up using the promo code WBZMass and receive up to $1,000 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. Visit BetMGM.com for terms and conditions.
21 years of age or older to wager. Massachusetts only. New customer offer. All promotions are subject to qualification and eligibility requirements. Rewards issued as non-withdrawable bonus bets. Bonus bets expire 7 days from issuance. Play it smart from the start with GameSense. GameSenseMA.com. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-327-5050 or visit GamblingHelplineMA.org in partnership with MGM Springfield.
B-Pod Studios.
Thanks for choosing Felger and Maz to entertain and inform you in the afternoon. Felger and Maz. 98.5, the Sports Hub.
No matter if he's guilty or not guilty, given your commitment to protecting the Shield, what is your view of Mr. Kraft being spotted allegedly twice at an alleged house of prostitution?
As I just told you, I think when we get all the information, we'll make determinations. I'm not going to speculate on where we are or my views on anything. Until we get all the information, we're not going to make any discussions or any comments about that.
And as a follow, who does this lie with? The commissioner's office or the owners in terms of any discipline, if there's any to be meted out?
The personal conduct policy is my responsibility.
Ha! That's a good one. It's the owners. Roger. I'm going to take the cue from the owners, which is fine. That's what that office has always been, and that's what it'll be on the Kraft case. I do find it interesting. Maybe they're waiting for the tape, too. And wasn't the tape the key to the Ray Rice thing? Whether they wanted to see it or not? Did he see it or not? Like, that was the whole crux of it. The tape, the Kareem Hunt thing didn't hit the fan until the...
Yeah.
That's not just publicly I'm talking about. I'm talking about, does the league want to see, again, Dodo fans, he was just tipping them. Is there a way to tell that those hundies were just tips? Or, I don't know. Does the video give them all the information? Are they waiting to see the video? And are they even asking? Because, again, in those past cases, and I can't...
Half-hearted effort.
Yeah, did they really try? Did they blah, blah, blah?
Half-hearted effort, which, again, I was just about to say, what kind of effort do you really think they're making to get the tape? They're doing the same thing that a lot of these media companies are doing. They're hoping someone else gets it for them.
Right.
So they want nothing to do with it. Because the last thing they want to do is, sort of create some sort of issue with Robert that they made more of an effort to show him up than someone else. So, but do they want to see it, or are they waiting for it to come out? Sure. Yeah. I mean, don't you think that dramatically alters or impacts how they handle the thing?
Well, definitely the public wins, Will. In terms of the view of what he did...
Yeah, but in terms of how they punish him...
The second day, he was naked on the table inside of 3 minutes. And I said the HE thing before. It was a little bit more than just the happy, And then he hands him hundies. It's like... I mean...
Birthday gift.
I mean, I want to see the tape, but really, that's what happened.
Of course. Yeah, no. What I'm saying, they want to see the tape, or they're waiting for the tape, because then it comes down to what they can sell to the public. If the tape comes out publicly, well, then there's no chance that the league goes easy on Kraft.
Right, exactly right.
No shot. Exactly. Just like the Ray Rice thing.
That's right.
Once the tape came out, all of a sudden it was, no, much more severe.
Yeah.
Like, even though the fact is that the act happened either way, and they knew it happened either way,
right,
and they ignored it until it became public and they knew they'd catch heat for it. So the reason the league is waiting, to see how light they can get off without the tape versus with the tape. If the tape comes out,
great point.
They know they have no choice, because otherwise the public's going to be outraged.
It's a great point, Maz. Tremendous. All right, back to your phones on everything. Nick and Quincy on the Antonio Brown thing. Should the Pats have been in on him harder than they were? Go ahead, Nick.
I just think it's absurd how we gave up a first and a third for Brandon Cooks, and then we can't do even like a second and a fifth for Antonio Brown. I think we're just too thin at that position right now to pass up that opportunity. Thanks.
Nick, it's a good point. Again, that Rosenhaus sound tells you the Pats were in on Antonio Brown. The Steelers were willing to deal him to you. He went to Oakland for only a third and a fifth. You probably would have had to beat that offer. I firmly acknowledge that. Of course you would have had to beat that offer. Steelers would have made you pay more. But how much more? Instead of a third and a fifth, if you give him a second and a fourth, don't you have him? Because on the depth chart, on the draft chart value thing, that blows it out of the water. And then you have Antonio. So if you wanted him, what?
Too thin at the position. Oh, ye of little faith. Wait till, have you looked at this depth chart? Edelman, Dorsett, Ellington, Harris, Berrios, DeMoon. Like, what are you talking about? I look at those names. I see Rice, so Taylor.
Stop. So the report from Mike Giardi there said that they've been on every guy that's been mentioned, pretty much, and a lot that haven't. So, I mean, you clearly acknowledge the need there. You were in on Antonio Brown. It would not have cost you a first-round pick, doesn't sound like, again. Maybe your second, maybe the first of your 2 seconds, which was 56 overall. But it would have cost you that. It would have cost you some money. But while the money was big, I don't, you know, $30 million guaranteed ain't 60. It's just 2 years guaranteed.
I mean, really, if you go back to even those reports that, you know, Chris Sims and everyone else going back to Odell Beckham, how many different receivers have they asked about in the last year and a half?
So, I mean, all I'm saying is I didn't think Antonio Brown would have been as available to you as he was. Now that he was, should they have just gone the extra mile and gotten Antonio Brown? He was right there for you.
Yes.
Adam and Sutton, your thoughts.
Hey, it was reported by Rappaport that Antonio Brown, he was offered a second and a fourth by New England, and Pittsburgh turned it down.
So Rappaport, did he say that today?
No, this was like weeks ago. Jerry Thorne on Barstool did a report on it. It was probably like 2 or 3 weeks ago.
Okay, so I did not see that. A second and fourth, which second, which fourth? So, I mean, let me ask you this.
I also wonder whether, was it before the Steelers were willing to open it up?
Right, exactly. There was a time. That's right.
So, did the Steelers look at it early on and say, no, we can do better than that. We're going to, you know, we'll wait it out. And then all of a sudden they realized they weren't going to do better than that. And, you know, could they have gone back and gotten that?
Right. When was that report from? I think the conversation with Rosenhaus was March 5th, I think they said. So that was just that was right before that tampering period, I think. And so maybe that was the point. Maybe that conversation occurred after Pittsburgh said, okay, we're going to open this up to more teams because we need better offers. I mean, I don't know. But
I mean, just look at how Pittsburgh mismanaged that thing.
Okay, so I'll just take that at its face value. I won't disparage the reporting. Let's say that's true. They did offer a second and a fourth, and Pittsburgh wouldn't take it. What if you offered them your first, 32 overall?
I mean, you know, to me, he's the kind of player you do that for. I don't like giving up those first-round picks, but I would even tell you, how about a second and a third? You've got 3/3. Give up one of the thirds. You know, like, you could have upped the offer. You know, you could have done a second, third, and a fourth. Like, any combination of things that ultimately still would have protected your first-round pick and would have left you with a second and 2/3. You'd still have 4 picks in the first 3 rounds, even if you did that.
And I'll tell you this. If Pittsburgh had that Patriots offer on the table versus the Raiders, they're dumb not to take the Patriots offer. Take the better offer for your team.
Of course, especially when you're talking about a situation where, you know, look, you're losing Le'Veon Bell, you're going to lose Antonio Brown, you get an aging quarterback, and I know you drafted one last year, and I say aging. How about old and fat at quarterback? And so you take the 3 picks, and you can hit any number of 1 million positions on your roster with those. If you hit on them, to me, I'd have taken that in a second.
Cam with a quick Celtics thought. Go ahead, Cam.
I don't know about you guys, but I know we had a good game last night, and this is kind of late. I am so over Jason Tatum's attitude. Like, I think Kobe ruined this guy. Every single mother bleeping time he goes to the basket, he's screaming at the refs. It's your second year in the league, dude. You're not going to get those calls yet. And furthermore, he has no interest in playing defense if he has a bad offensive night, and he has no interest in getting a rebound unless it's completely uncontested. I think he's a little bitch, and I can't wait for him to go to New Orleans. I'm over this guy. He's a bitch.
Okay, little strong.
Yeah, a bit strong. But look, this has been an issue with him whining to the refs since he came into the league. And it's only gotten worse. So I can agree with him there. Like, his attitude, it's like, dude, what have you really accomplished yet? Calm down. But I'm not going to call him a bitch.
I mean, another young guy who thinks he's more deserving of than what he really is. And this is also a significant problem on this team. As much as we want to dump it on Kyrie, like, you know, Brown, and I give Brown credit because Brown's play has gotten a lot better as the year has gone along. Tatum, I feel like, has been in the same spot pretty much all year. He's gone backwards this year.
Ross in New Hampshire on the Kraft case. Hi, Ross.
Hey, good afternoon, guys. Just following up on a caller from, I don't know if it was this week or last week, but why don't the Krafts just expedite the process and give Jonathan the team? He can step down as president and CEO. The NFL then has no ability to punish him whatsoever. He can still be there for the banner to drop. And he doesn't even have to admit guilt according to the plea deal. He just has to admit that if it were to go to trial, that he would probably lose. And everything is expunged, the tape is sealed, and everything goes away. I don't understand.
Not all that makes sense, but enough of it does, where I understand where you're coming from. So why doesn't he do it? I don't think Robert's willing to give it all up, obviously. There's just too much juice there. There's just, you know.
It's kind of a lousy way to go out, isn't it?
And it's a lousy way to go out. And so that was going to be my second point. He's not willing to take a little tiny loss. He's not willing to take a misdemeanor loss. Never mind, that drove me from the game. That's too big of a loss for his ego. His ego can't handle this little thing.
So, I mean, if I were him, I wouldn't want to tend that way either, though. I have to say, like, you know, this is ultimately what pushes you out of there. You are one of the most powerful guys in the league. You know, and this is going to knock you out of there. Like, that was it. That was my last contribution. No, I wouldn't want that either if I were him.
Fair enough. Chris in Gloucester. Go ahead, Chris.
Yes, I just want to talk about the judge not signing off on having videotape and how Murray rolled his eyes at it. That's a misdemeanor. See, the thing is, when you have a misdemeanor, I mean, that's a technicality. When you have a technicality, that is the way that people beat their case. Some people lose on a technicality, and some people win on one. That's our judicial system.
Well, certainly, Chris, when you can spend hundreds of thousands, millions of dollars on lawyers, they'll find a technicality, because there's always a technicality, isn't there?
No, no.
Do you think you would have the money?
It doesn't take...
Chris, would you have the money? Chris, would you have the money to hire the lawyer to go find that affidavit that was called for the original search warrant now, and then read through that original search warrant, and then read through the application for the search warrant, then the presentation of the search warrant, which left out one word? Would you be able to go find the discrepancy between that one word and get off on that technicality?
No, I don't, but I'm saying there's technicalities that people go to jail for.
Correct.
So it's weights and balances. That's our judicial system. We have weights and balances.
Well, he's not going to jail.
And the judge made a decision. What's that?
Chris, there's no jail here. They're willing to drop the charges.
I understand, but there's people that go to jail on technicalities.
We're not talking about those people. We're talking about Robert Kraft. Okay? We're not talking about those people. We're talking about Robert Kraft. He wasn't going to jail. In fact, they were offering to drop the entire thing and expunge the record. And he doesn't want to do it. So you tell me. I agree. If he was facing jail, I'd pound every technicality I possibly could. Right. No question about it.
And in this, it just feels like to me, does he think that, you know, the public opinion will change if he's found not guilty? Because, again, not guilty and innocent, completely two different things.
If the punishment doesn't fit the crime, fight it. If you weren't doing it, fight it. No problem. If they're willing to drop the charges, they are offering to make the thing go away. And you still won't take it? Because your ego, or you can't handle the loss, or whatever. Yeah. I'm sorry, I got zero sympathy for Robert on this. Zero. And to the point where I'm rooting for the trial now. I want the jury trial. Ladies and gentlemen of the jury, let's go. Bring in Judge Wapner. Bring in Judge Judy. I want to see the tape. Let's do it. If this is what we're doing, let's do it.
No, I'm just glad that the caller was able to explain to me that people get off on technicalities. Because I'm too dumb to understand how the legal weasels in this world work. And that's the reason none of us like the judicial system oftentimes. Not always. Oftentimes is because you can get off on some stupid-ass technicality like that.
Okay, we reset our thoughts on the new replay rules right after this.
Live from the Star Market Broadcast Studio, Bruins Game Day on 98.5 The Sports.
Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Sign up using code WBZMASS and receive up to $1,000 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. Visit BetMGM.com for terms and conditions.
21 years of age or older to wager. Massachusetts only. New customer offer. All promotions are subject to qualification and eligibility requirements. Rewards issued as non-withdrawable bonus bets. Bonus bets expire 7 days from issuance. Play it smart from the start with GameSense. GameSenseMA.com. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-327-5050 or visit GamblingHelplineMA.org in partnership with MGM Springfield.
Visit Plain Ridge Park Casino this spring for all the playoff hoops and hockey action and the return of baseball. They've got the biggest screens, the best food and drink, plus they're giving away Penn Cash bonuses and prizes to Penn Play Rewards members. Not a member? Join today by downloading and registering for the Penn Play app from the App Store. Unlock all the fun, including a chance to win up to $2,000 in Penn Cash. All this and more. Make Plain Ridge Park Casino your spring sports viewing headquarters. Must be 21 plus. Play it smart from the start. Live chat at GameSenseMA.com. Hope is here. 800-327-5050 or GamblingHelplineMA.org.
From the center of the hockey universe, it's Felger and Mass. This is Bruins Game Day. Live from the Star Market Broadcast Studio on 98.5 The Sports Hub.
Barring penalty, this is it. Trips to the right. Gronk is on the wing. Amendola, then Edelman to the outside. Dobson to the left. Shotgun snap to Brady. Retreats in the pocket. Steps up to the end zone. The throw will be intercepted. Lester has it. A flag goes down. A flag is thrown. Gronkowski, perhaps interfered with, or at least held by Keekly in the middle of the end zone. There will be another play here in Charlotte.
Oh, man, it takes guts to throw that goal.
Or is it on the Patriots? There will not be another play based on the reaction of the Panthers.
There is no foul on the play. The game is over.
Well, the flag was thrown.
I need to know what the call is.
And again, with referee Cleet Blakeman simply announcing that there was no foul on the play. He's being tracked down by Tom Brady, who's seeking explanation. He wants the explanation that we didn't get.
And Brady is serving him up right now. And good for Tom Brady.
All right, we all remember that one. We all remember that one, folks. That was Rob Gronkowski in the end zone against the Panthers in 2013, I believe. They initially threw the flag for PI, picked it up, you lose the game. That's now reviewable. That now goes upstairs, and you probably win that ball game. So that was the announcement last night, surprise announcement from the NFL, that they have agreed to include pass interference, both offensive and defensive, to their list of instant replay plays that are now reviewable. And again, that includes both offensive and defense. It includes whether it's called on the field or not. So you can challenge a flag that was thrown, or you can look at a play and say, nope, he was actually interfered with, and get the flag thrown from the booth. And that's the NFC Championship gameplay between the Rams and the Saints. Okay, that's so you can do that. The replay booth, also in conjunction with the league's officiating office in New York, will initiate those challenges in the final 2 minutes of each half, and I will add, on all turnovers and scoring plays. Okay, so basically, there's nothing new here except they've just added pass interference to the list of already reviewable plays.
Correct.
So anything you can do with a turnover, a catch, a fumble, a touchdown, crossing the plane, a spot of the ball, whatever mechanisms they are with that now exist with pass interference, which I think is so absurd. I have so many problems with this. I barely know where to begin. But where would you begin, Maz?
I mean, to me, I told you, I go back to the NFC Championship game when that happened. I said, you just can't have that. You've got the whole country watching these two games on championship weekend for the right to go to the Super Bowl, and there is an egregious blown call that in the replay era does not get touched. I don't get it. I looked at that and said, I don't get it. So I wanted some sort of mechanism put in there that would allow somebody somewhere to say, guys, hold on, that's wrong. We got to fix that. That's a mistake. That's a penalty. Let's go forward. Fine. When I saw this morning, my immediate reaction was, oh, boy, this is a mistake. Because the way they implemented this is way too broad. And by that, I mean, I looked at it, and one of my first instincts as a coach, if I were a coach of a team, I'd say, so I can challenge PI now, or a play that I thought was PI that wasn't called. We can actually create a flag now, right? That's what we can do.
Yes.
Okay, so if I'm a coach, why would I challenge anything other than these? These are so gray. They're so judgmental. Half the times we watch a replay on a PI and we say, I don't know, that one's close. Could have gone either way. Is that or isn't that? You really can't argue it from both sides. So if I'm a coach, I save them up. I throw them on PIs outside of 2 minutes, but late in the second quarter, late in the fourth quarter. I throw them there, and if I get them both right and get lucky, then I get a third. So we want potentially six pass interference penalties challenged per game.
Oh, way more. Those are just coaches.
Okay,
reviews.
Right. So
because inside of 2 minutes and on scoring plays and turnovers, they're automatic.
So like I look at that.
The booth has to look at those on all those plays.
Wait, it's way too broad. And so I'd like to think that there's some sort of happy medium in there, Murray, where you say, okay, fine. Like, how about just the egregious one where someone can come in and play God when we need him to play God?
Yeah, like some sort of checks and balances system. Or as I always say, it should be common sense for crucial plays. And what happened in the NFC Championship game, there should have been a flag there. We all know that. But this, I hate replay as it is. This is just going to bog it down.
To me, the issue is the automatic reviews. The booth reviews, the automatic reviews. This isn't a coach thinking he got screwed and throwing a flag. This is the booth is responsible for all this stuff inside of 2 minutes and on scoring plays and turnovers. That means, folks, every single pass play inside of 2 minutes technically is a booth review. Is a booth review. And so just think of that. And the example they used, the competition committee used last night, blew me away. And I heard Beadle talk about it this morning. I still haven't seen them actually do it, but apparently this is what they did. One of the plays at the end of the Super Bowl against the Rams, it was the play just before Stephon Gilmore picked off Jared Goff with that horrible duck down by the goal line. The Rams are going in for the tying score, 4.5 minutes left. The play before, Goff had hit Jared Cook in the hands on the goal line. He dropped it. Harmon came over late, and you know the pass was incomplete. But just before it got to Brandon Cooks, apparently Stephon Gilmore grabbed him a little bit. And McKay there on the competition committee said, if that rule were in place now, we would have thrown the flag on that from the booth, or it would have been challenged. We would have given them a pass interference there, and the Rams would have had the ball at the one because Stephon Gilmore was arm-barring the guy or whatever. So that's not even an obvious one. I don't even remember that. Like, does anyone remember that?
No.
I mean, vaguely.
I mean, even Rams fans? We all remember the play of Jared Cook dropping the ball. Did you remember any sort of obvious pass interference on that play?
No, I remember some hand fighting, but I don't remember thinking that it was PI.
Okay, so that's the level that they said that they're going to look at, the level of PI, not the egregious one in the New Orleans game, that level. So inside of 2 minutes, folks, every single pass play is technically under review.
And that's the guy's wide open and no one's near him. Right, yeah, that's right.
Well, no, but they still have to review it. I mean,
Well, that's true, too, because it could be offensive PI on the play.
Any sideline catch inside of 2 minutes, they have to review. Any catch that's close to hitting the ground, they review. So I'm telling you, every single pass play with a receiver and a defensive back, for the most part, has contact down the field. And so technically speaking, this asinine decision, this asinine rule, means that just about every pass play inside of 2 minutes is going to be looked at. Furthermore, let me tell you something. That again, you can now create an offensive pass interference that wasn't caught on the field. Defensive pass interference is, for the most part, cut and dried because that only occurs to the guy who's the intended receiver. So you're only looking at that sort of play, that play, that guy. Offensive pass interference can occur away from the ball. It can occur away from the ball. So again, especially the booth reviews. Especially the booth reviews. You're inside of 2 minutes. Someone catches the ball on the right side of the field, but on the top end of the field, Gronkowski pushed off again. Offensive pass interference, bring it back. Patriots penalty. And they technically, by the letter of the law, they have to do that every pass play inside of 2 minutes. Oh, my God. Are you kidding me? What are we doing? Hail Marys. Hail Marys.
You're going to see so many more of them now.
Every single Hail Mary. And again, coaches don't even have to challenge it because pretty much every Hail Mary is inside of 2 minutes.
Sure.
Every single Hail Mary now goes upstairs.
I mean, that's scary.
And every Hail Mary, there is offensive and defensive pass interference all over the place. Guys are mugging each other. Okay? So, as I said this earlier, you would say, well, just use common sense. You know, a little pushing and shoving in the end zone, you know, we're not going to use it. And my point to you earlier applies. You, the fan, won't let them because you suck. Because fans can't handle it. Fans can't handle it. If you're on the wrong side of that Hail Mary play, you will go and look and say, oh, look, he had his hands all over him. You got to throw the flag. Wait a minute. Where's the booth review? Oh, Goodell, you clown. That's what you, and that's just not just Patriots fans. It definitely is Patriots fans, but it's all 32 fan bases, you babies. So common sense would say, you leave the Hail Marys alone and you let them hand fight down there. But wait. Wait till there's a first Hail Mary and the receiver gets mugged and there's no flag and the booth doesn't initiate a review, and then some jackwagon on Twitter is going to GIF the thing, video the thing, run the video over and over again of so-and-so getting tackled before the ball gets to him, and then, oh, idiot Goodell, oh, the league can't get anything right, oh, Cleet Snakeman, oh, they hate us because they hate us, blah. The fans won't allow common sense to take place because you just know it's going to happen. And every play has some form of defensive or offensive pass interference. Every play, every single one. And inside of 2 minutes, the league is responsible for all of those calls. So if they're doing their job to the letter of the law, they're looking at all those plays and then bringing them back or throwing flags based on them. And so if they're really doing their job, there goes the hurry-up offense, if you really want to call it right. And so, but the thing to do is to use common sense. You won't let them. You, the fan, will not let them, because you won't be able to handle it if your team loses. And then you'll go back and find all these little things, all the hand-grabbing all over the place, and you'll highlight it and spot-shadow it and put it on your stupid Twitter feed. And say, what happened to the rules? Idiots in the league. And it'll be a whole federal case, and you won't be able to handle it. And the next thing you know, the league is going to be looking at every little hand check inside of 2 minutes, and it's going to drag the thing to a halt. Okay, so that's how I feel about that.
I mean, talk about the scope of it. Talk about the classic slippery slope. I want to see how this one goes.
It's the automatic booth reviews that I think really are the dangerous part. If it's
way too broad. The rule is way, way, way too broad.
If the coaches are just responsible for it and they only have at most three a game, well, that can sort of contains the nonsense. Okay? That contains it. It's still plenty of nonsense. But again, they're responsible. They, being the booth, is now responsible for PI. Like, they're responsible for any touchdown, any play inside of 2 minutes. And now PI is on this list. Offensive PI, which can be on the whole opposite side of the field. Defensive pass interference has to be the intended receiver. You know, has to be a catchable ball. The offensive, nope. Could be anywhere on the field with the five eligible receivers. And that brings the playback. And they're now responsible inside of 2 minutes for all of that. Oh, great. Great idea. No, that's great. We don't have enough replay as it is, you know. But for the most part, it could work if we could use common sense. But you know who won't let us use common sense?
Yeah, I won't.
The people. You won't let us use common sense. Murray's updates now. Your reaction right after this.
Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Sign up using code WBZMASS and receive up to $1,000 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. Visit BetMGM.com for terms and conditions.
21 years of age or older to wager. Massachusetts only. New customer offer. All promotions are subject to qualification and eligibility requirements. Rewards issued as non-withdrawable bonus bets. Bonus bets expire 7 days from issuance. Play it smart from the start with GameSense. GameSenseMA.com. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-327-5050 or visit GamblingHelplineMA.org in partnership with MGM Springfield.
Visit Plain Ridge Park Casino this spring for all the playoff hoops and hockey action and the return of baseball. They've got the biggest screens, the best food and drink, plus they're giving away Penn Cash bonuses and prizes to Penn Play Rewards members. Not a member? Join today by downloading and registering for the Penn Play app from the App Store. Unlock all the fun, including a chance to win up to $2,000 in Penn Cash. All this and more. Make Plain Ridge Park Casino your spring sports viewing headquarters. Must be 21 plus. Play it smart from the start. Live chat at GameSenseMA.com. Hope is here. 800-327-5050 or gambling help. HelplineMA.org.
Broadcasting live from the Star Market Broadcast Studio, it's Felger and Mads. Bruins game day on your home of the Bees. 98.5, the Sports Hub.
Third down and 10, Breeze from the gun, takes the snap, goes to the near side. Hit early! Where's the flag?
You don't get one.
Early hit on Tommy Lee. Sean Payton is all the way down at the 10. Unbelievable no call.
Wow, not a flag to be found.
Unbelievable.
That's the second time. You can't challenge him. I mean, he doesn't even look for the ball.
These crews are all-star groups of essentially. That is one of the worst no calls that I have ever seen in my football career.
Zach, it doesn't take a genius to see that one.
All right, the Rams-Saints missed call that's going to ruin it all. Going to ruin it all. Owen in Rhode Island, your reaction to the new replay rule. Thanks for hanging. What do you got?
Hey, guys. Thanks for taking my call. My problem with the replay rule is it's going to change the effect on how players are going to be coached. Like, are all 32 teams going to bring in an acting coach for when it comes down to a specific play and they're going to go, all right, we're going to need you to take a dive here to help us out? Like, it just boggles my mind.
Well, and I think this ties into Maz's point, is that, oh, God, you know, a third down passing play.
Take a shot.
Third down passing play, whether it's for 40 yards or for three. I mean, it's all about picking up the first down.
Sure.
And those are essentially turnovers, right? Every third down, both sides, throwing flags. Offensive PI, defensive PI. Let's look. Let's go. Because offensive could be anywhere on the field. If I'm the defense, I've just given up a third down. I still have flags in my pocket. They're going out, and 87's pushing.
I mean, again, because these are judgment calls. You know, it's not like a fumble where more often than not, it's clear as to whether or not the knee's on the ground or not when the ball comes out, right? So those you get, and those are momentum-turning plays. But on the judgment calls, again, if I were a coach, this is where I take my shot. It's a gray area. Fine, maybe we get lucky. Maybe there's an official who, you know, looks at it our way versus the other way. We'll take the shot, 50-50, fine. Here you go. Let them call the penalty. And I would save my challenges, again, outside of the reviews, I would save my challenges for those plays because you got a chance on those.
Jeff in Scituate, go.
Hey, how are you guys today?
Okay.
You know, this is always my favorite time of year because you've always got to deal with the rule changes in both baseball and football all around the same time, and it's always interesting to chat about it. But, you know, it seems like with this football thing, it almost seems like every rule that everyone's discussing right now is a rule to help prevent a team that is going to lose from losing. You want to change the overtime rules because one team keeps losing because they can't score. You want to change the, you know, the onside kick and make it easier for them. It's like everything they can do to take, oh, if you're losing, we're going to do everything we can to make it a little bit easier. Oh, if you got to throw up a Hail Mary, now we've got a pass interference play that'll help you out if you lose that. It's like every single thing is weighted to benefit the team that might be losing in the last 2 minutes of the game. I don't understand why you can't just let a team lose.
It feels that way because you're always winning. But look, that was a horrible call.
Yeah, it's really more about losing unjustly, right? Like, that's what the idea is.
Yeah.
But I love his point. Like, heaven forbid someone loses unjustly.
The NFL
just proves to be so reactionary year in, year out. This is more proof of it with this.
Well, I thought they were going to do the right thing and just ignore it all. And just stay the course and don't get stupid. But they caved. They caved to the coaches as much as anything. The coaches got all hot and bothered, and the league actually caved on them.
I mean, this is life. Sometimes you get screwed.
Now, look,
it happens.
If they could just use common sense, it'd be fine. But you know who won't let them? You won't let them. As soon as the Patriots lose a game and there's a crucial third down and there was a PI on the other side, an offensive PI on the other side of the field inside of 2 minutes that the booth judge chose to ignore, you're going to freeze frame it. You're going to spot shadow it. Thornton, Hurley, the whole boo-hoo Patriots crew is going to start their whole thing, and that's going to be a thing. And we're going to have to spend all week. I mean, I won't. But you'll spend all week doing it, and the league's going to have to respond to the public pressure. And the next thing you know, we're going to be looking at every arm bar and every fingernail inside of 2 minutes.
This was like, remember the video that was circulating? The Patriots lost the game on a Hail Mary. And it might have been one of the Super Bowls. And the Chris Hogan getting knocked off running down the field. Do you remember that?
This was the Eagles game.
Was it the Eagles game?
Yeah.
So like, you know, this is exactly what's going to happen.
Okay, so but that play they've been showing, I saw this morning, the last play of the Eagles game was a Hail Mary to Gronkowski. And Gronkowski was in the middle of it. He was coming down right by him.
And he was getting mugged.
He was inside of four Eagles, and the Eagles were sort of on top of him, and he couldn't jump because the Eagles were on top of him. Okay? You don't have to throw the challenge flag. That's inside of 2 minutes. That's now the league's responsibility.
And
if the Patriots had lost that game, okay, which they did. They did. They lost that game. And they didn't. And the booth didn't initiate a review. And the booth didn't throw a flag. Oh, my God.
I just don't want any game.
Oh, my God.
Way.
Having to listen to you people. Having to listen to you. I'm going to throw myself out this window right now. Just thinking how painful you people would be. But this is what the league is invited now. And they would have to. They would then have to spend the whole offseason listening about it. That was the last play of the whole season, the Hail Mary to Gronkowski. He was definitely interfered with, okay? It would be up to the league to initiate that booth review and throw the flag from the booth. And if they didn't do it, oh, my God, I'm going to kill myself right now. I'm going to throw myself out this window just thinking about what you people would do with that for the next 6 months.
You think that's bad? Think of it. What if it happens the other way? that they're defending the Hail Mary and they don't throw the flag and then they change it from the booth. What do you think's going to happen then? Because to me, that's the one I worry about now.
So, and that's what's going to happen. So that's what's going to happen. And there's you'll definitely do it, but other fan bases will do it, and then people will ask legitimately, well, why do we have this rule for pass interference inside of 2 minutes if we're not going to use it on these crucial Hail Mary plays? We have to use it on the crucial Hail Mary plays, and the next thing you know, they're going to start using it on the Hail Mary plays. And then the next thing you know...
Or they will introduce language to say not eligible on Hail Mary plays, and then teams will respond by absolutely undressing people.
Yeah, rugby scrums, you know? So it's like, well, what are you doing? What are you doing? All because they're upset in New Orleans. Let them be upset in New Orleans. Or here. Or Kansas City. Or what? It was a bad play. A bad call. What? Why can't you just accept the ref blew it? Like, that happens. Can that happen in sports anymore? The ref blew it? What's wrong with that? Keith in New Hampshire on our Antonio Brown conversation. Go, Keith.
Yes. I think that you are a big hypocrite, Felger. You always say that no team will win a Super Bowl with a prima donna receiver, and now we need Antonio Brown?
I said I would not do it. I'm facilitating conversation, Keith. That's my job.
Okay, and one quick thing on the replay. How much do you think sports betting had to do with this rule getting changed?
Probably some, but I think it was more about the coaches pitching a fit yesterday. The coaches pitched a fit, and the owners, for some reason, listened.
Yeah, they no, really, right? They usually dismiss them. I mean, what was the other proposal that the coaches agreed on? 32?
They wanted the sky judge.
Oh, right. They wanted an official up in the press box. And the owners wouldn't even engage on the discussion.
Well, good. That would have cost them more money. That's why.
But either way.
Yeah, this one to me, again, I don't mind the idea of someone being there to step in when something gets missed badly. Like, I don't mind that at all. But this is not the answer. This is way, way too broad in scope.
Okay, and again on Antonio Brown, just let me be clear. I'm a no on Antonio Brown. But I find it really interesting that he was definitely on the table for you. You were definitely involved in the process. The cost was not prohibitive. You have no receivers, and you could have had the guy. Like, that had not occurred to me that you were that close. And you were that, I don't know how close you were, but how involved you were. And what it would have taken to get him, and that whole conversation between Rosenhaus and Antonio Brown, that's why I brought it up. I do find it fascinating. I really do. And if you're, so all I'm saying is, if you are an Antonio Brown guy, and I know there's a lot of you out there, you should be pissed. You should be pissed. But you could have had him. And it wasn't, he was actually a good value for a player of that caliber. He's the first or second best receiver in the league.
I mean, I told you, I would have done it.
And he went for pennies on the dollar versus Odell Beckham. So if you were an Antonio Brown person, I'd be pissed. That's all. We'll get back to that and your calls right after this.
Live from the Star Market Broadcast Studio, Bruins Game Day on 98.5 The Sports Hub.
Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Sign up using code WBZMASS and receive up to $1,000 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. Visit BetMGM.com for terms and conditions.
21 years of age or older to wager. Massachusetts only. New customer offer. All promotions are subject to qualification and eligibility requirements. Rewards issued as non-withdrawable bonus bets. Bonus bets expire 7 days from issuance. Play it smart from the start with GameSense. GameSenseMA.com. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-327-5050 or visit GamblingHelplineMA.org in partnership with MGM Springfield.
Visit Plain Ridge Park Casino this spring for all the playoff hoops and hockey action and the return of baseball. They've got the biggest screens, the best food and drink, plus they're giving away Penn cash bonuses and prizes to Penn Play Rewards members. Not a member? Join today by downloading and registering for the Penn Play app from the App Store. Unlock all the fun, including a chance to win up to $2,000 in Penn cash. All this and more. Make Plain Ridge Park Casino your spring sports viewing headquarters. Must be 21 plus. Play it smart from the start. Live chat at GameSenseMA.com. Hope is here. 800-327-5050 or GamblingHelplineMA.org.
From the center of the hockey universe, it's Felger and Mass. This is Bruins Game Day. Live from the Star Market Broadcast Studio on 98.5 The Sports Hub.
Listen, I mean, if it's not the Raiders, then we'll make it work with the Eagles or the Patriots or the Titans.
Are the Patriots, the Patriots ready too, huh?
The Patriots are in the mix. I put Belichick in touch with Kevin Colbert today.
I'm saying, so how the decision is going to come down? Is it going to come down, like, to what club willing to give up the most?
From the Steelers' standpoint, that's what they want. Okay. They want the most compensation. I really want you to have a good quarterback, and I want you to be in a
good situation.
A winning environment, man. You know, New England to beat Philadelphia, these are two of the last Super Bowl champs, you know?
100%.
Patriots are ready too, huh? Antonio Brown. Woo! That guy. Planet Zippy. But, I just fascinated. Again, that is taped conversations that Antonio Brown taped between him and his agent early in March before the trade went down to the Raiders, discussing the possibilities. And he posted that on his podcast, Antonio Brown did yesterday. And it's just, you know, interesting to hear the back and forth and how involved the Patriots were. And if you were an Antonio Brown person, they were right there. He went for a third and a fifth. The Pats had offered a second and a fourth. Would they have gotten him? I guess there's been some reporting that said the Patriots did offer a second and a fourth and didn't get him. But which second and which fourth? And, well, does that mean the Steelers are asking for number 32 overall?
Right. And also, was that second and fourth before or after the Steelers seriously considered the Patriots as an option?
Right, because there was a point when the Steelers weren't willing to deal with in division or you.
Correct.
So, again, maybe the timing of it, who knows about that. But let's just say that that's right. They wouldn't take your second or fourth. What if it was 32 overall? I mean, hell, what'd you trade for Brandon Cook when you got him?
It was like 23 or something.
Cooks, yeah. It was like, I'm not talking about the return from the Raiders.
Yeah.
What you sent New Orleans. So, I don't know. I mean, are you going to draft a receiver at 32? I mean, would it be that outrageous to take Antonio Brown for 32?
No, I would rather them do that than draft one, given that what their history is in the draft.
I'm no on Antonio Brown, but this is my role as a facilitator. Back to your calls, Billy in Rhode Island on pass interference. Go ahead, Billy.
Yeah, I think it's so ridiculous to keep going onto this pass interference bull. Maz, I got to tell you something. You keep talking about this one play. One play. What about during a game when one play costs you 7 points? No, it's not magnified as much, but it happens. Grow up, swallow it. We swallowed it. Every team has a problem with that. I think the officials do a good job. I'm sorry. But I don't think you should open that door one iota, because it's going to cost a massive... Everybody's going to be looking for everything, and it's going to stall the game out even more than you can imagine.
Agreed. I mean, if they do it by the letter of the law, you know, hopefully they use common sense. But I'm telling you, you will not allow them to use common sense.
So I'm hoping that what happens is that they use it in the booth like they do it on the field, which is in the final 2 minutes, a Hail Mary. Sorry, you're not getting that one. We're not going to overturn that one from the booth. No chance.
That's what I'm telling you, though. Wait till the tape comes out of a guy getting held. And then, you know, the Boohoo Patriots crew is picketing outside the office there in New York. Just wait.
And look, just to answer Billy's question, if it's all or nothing, given what we have now, I'll take the nothing.
Me too.
I can live with the bad call at the end of the game. I always could. I grew up that way. They didn't have any replay when we grew up. Why do I need it now? Fine, I'll live without it. It's the people now who can't live without it because we want to micromanage everything.
It's the booth stuff that really worries me.
Okay, so all I said with regard to that call at the end of the game was, that was blatant. I mean, that was as blatant as it gets.
Egregious in the magnitude of the game.
And so we're in this day and age. Is it that impossible on a common sense level to have someone intervene and say, guys, we missed that one? I mean, we missed it badly. It's one thing to miss it. It's another thing to miss it like they missed that one. That wasn't even close. And they blew it, and it cost the team maybe a championship.
Pick this up on the other side. Murray's update takes just a few seconds. There are no commercials, and then we're right back with you.
Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Sign up using code WBZMASS and receive up to $1,000 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. Visit BetMGM.com for terms and conditions.
21 years of age or older to wager. Massachusetts only. New customer offer. All promotions are subject to qualification and eligibility requirements. Rewards issued as non-withdrawable bonus bets. Bonus bets expire 7 days from issuance. Play it smart from the start with GameSense. GameSenseMA.com. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-327-5050 or visit GamblingHelplineMA.org in partnership with MGM Springfield.
Visit Plain Ridge Park Casino this spring for all the playoff hoops and hockey action and the return of baseball. They've got the biggest screens, the best food and drink, plus they're giving away Penn Cash bonuses and prizes to Penn Play Rewards members. Not a member? Join today by downloading and registering for the Penn Play app from the App Store. Unlock all the fun, including a chance to win up to $2,000 in Penn Cash. All this and more. Make Plain Ridge Park Casino your spring sports viewing headquarters. Must be 21 plus. Play it smart from the start. Live chat at GameSenseMA.com. Hope is here. 800-327-5050 or GamblingHelplineMA.org.
The Doug Flutie Jr. Foundation for Autism is proud to be the presenting sponsor of the Boston Marathon's Adaptive Program for Runners, creating opportunities for runners with autism and other disabilities to participate in the legendary Boston Marathon.
Hi, my name is Eric Fishman, and I'm running as a member of the Adaptive Program for Runners in this year's Boston Marathon. Thanks to the Flutie Foundation, runners like me can achieve their dreams and finish the greatest race in the world.
Woo! The Flutie Foundation promotes inclusion for all to help everyone achieve their running dreams in Boston and beyond. Visit FlutieFoundation.org to get involved.